Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What do you know? All the news you need to know so you don't seem dumb when you get to where you're going.
You know, with everything that's going on, we needed a real pro. And the guy who we think has the most calming yet authoritative voice and has done it for years, decades.
Jeff, you have that unique gift where you can deliver an important story with a calming effect in your voice, but still maintain the absolute authoritative tone that you need to deliver that story. You're remarkable, man.
Well, I got to tell you, this particular story with these wildfires raging has really been something that I've never experienced in all my life. And remember, I reported news in California. I've covered wildfires before on the front lines, but the combination of this weather we had and the amount of fires and how they quickly just became firestorms, I've never seen anything like it. And we've never seen anything like it in our lifetimes here in Oregon. 900,000 acres, we're approaching a million acres. We've never seen anything like that.
Jeff Gianola, of course, recognizes his voice from Coin6 News. This has hit home for you on a personal level.
Well, yeah, my daughter, her family evacuated. They're staying here. And, you know, so I have my 3-year-old granddaughter and my 1-year-old granddaughter here and my son-in-law and his wife. And, you know, this, at times like this, this is where we realize, you know, we have images of people trying to save their homes, but the real treasures, your family, your friends. And you know, Terry, you think about this, there's probably not one listener listening to you this morning that doesn't either themselves isn't affected by the evacuation or knows a family member or a friend. I mean, this is almost universal now in Oregon that we all know someone so directly affected by these fires.
Would a 500,000 people, Jeff, have been forced to evacuate throughout the state? Is that the latest number?
Yeah, and I want to tell you something. You know, on this anniversary of 9/11, you think the New York Times, that would be their top story. Their top story on their website right now, I mean, their headline on their website, 500,000 people evacuated in Oregon, and then the rest of the headlines under there, Portland declaring a state of emergency, the counties declaring a state of emergency. So this tells you how massive this story is.
I'll tell you something, Jeff. You bring up 9/11. That's the only time in my entire life, and maybe you'll agree with me on this, that I've seen the country unified. Mm-hmm. We had unity in every community, right? And I bring that up because, and it's a small piece, but I think it's a start here. The Aurora Fire Department put out a plea. Mm-hmm. They have burned through all of their work gloves, the firefighters in Aurora, yeah. And they were asking for work gloves size medium through extra large. Now, our friend of show, Mike, messaged us and said, hey, I live out there. I could take them over there. Logistically, I don't know how I'm going to get them, but here's what we're willing to do. I'm going to, and I think people will listen to you because you are really a voice of authority.
Sure.
We're just a couple of clowns on the radio. So I'm going to park my truck. I have a beautiful Camby Ford F-150 pickup truck. It's going to be sitting right by the front doors of the radio station. This will make it COVID-free and make it safe for you. If you have work gloves
yes.
in your garage right now, or you have time to stop off at Lowe's, Home Depot, Par Lumber, wherever, and you've ever come down to this radio station, 0700 Southwest Bancroft Street, chuck them into the back, the bed of the pickup truck. That way we're COVID safe, right? We're social distancing. Yep. I'll take them myself over to the Aurora Fire because it's close to my house, right? I mean, when you say it's hitting home, Jeff, you know, I sold my house in Oregon City, but I got tons of friends over there that are on level two and pushing level three that I've been going back and forth and checking on them and helping them. And then the play, you know, the fire's approaching where we live now. It is, and you're right about it. It's affecting everybody in the greater Portland metro area, including Southwest Washington, where they have their own fire issues.
Yeah, they've got that hollow fire that's just huge. You mentioned the 9/11 thing. You know, right now, with everything going on, you know, we have this on top of COVID. There's this sense in a lot of people, everyone walking around with a knot in their stomach now, saying, "What's happening?" You know, but and I think this is a time where you've got to stop. And you know, we are a resilient people. We do help our neighbors, and you've got to stop and really reevaluate in your life what are the most important things? Where are we at? And realize we'll come out on the other end of this. But right now, for a lot of people, this is just really tough. It's a tough road to hoe right now. But I tell you, your pickup truck's going to be filled with gloves. You know your listeners.
I hope so, man. We have some great listeners, and like I said, man, when we came in this morning, I said, man, we need somebody who can really speak to everybody,
encapsulate it
right.
Well.
I'm going to give you this compliment. I think it's a big compliment. Who's like a father figure? I mean, you really are, Jeff. Yeah, that's the way it feels when you are telling us the news and the day's stories. That there's a confidence and there's, like we said, the calm, and we needed you. And I appreciate you not only taking my phone call last night when I asked you about, hey, will you come in? Absolutely. And getting up early. I'm sure you were up into the wee hours last night covering this story. So thank you for getting up so early.
Oh, no. No, it's always great talking to you. I wish it was under different circumstances, but you hit it. We are resilient here in Oregon. We're great folks. We're all pulling together. And I just want everyone to stay safe and keep the important things in mind. Those, and we will get through this.
Jeff Gianola, Coin 6, man, thank you. I can't thank you enough. Yeah. And seriously, if you have those work gloves, bring them down to the station here for the next couple of hours. We're going to be here because I got to get out of here because of the fire is close enough to my house. I'll take them to the Aurora Fire Department.
0700 Southwest Bancroft. Jeff, thank you so much for your time this morning. We promise you, the next time we call you to be on, we'll try to find a happy story. Try to make it a little more upbeat.
Yeah.
We'll get Jeff's favorite playlist. All right, Jeff. Thanks, man. Go back to sleep. Guy works around the clock.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.